I receive in proportion and in kind as I have given. This is Dr. Herbert O. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. I receive in proportion and in kind as I have given. Now, this is the beginning, it's the middle of our 4th of July weekend, the middle of our 4th of July weekend, where we are celebrating this Sunday, traveling around the world, looking at all the wonderful things, perhaps staying at home, enjoying it, because we've been so busy otherwise. But wherever, whatever, however we're doing it, we are being ourselves. And I receive in proportion and in kind as I have given. Let's just look at this past week. What sort of past week have you had? I know the kind of past week I had. The past week that I have had has been one of sharing, of loving, of giving, of teaching. Being the Dean of the University of Healing, it is quite an interesting and wonderful task to be teaching. And as I'm teaching, I'm thinking to myself, I wonder what's being learned. And then I say to myself, if you wonder what's being learned, you're not really teaching. A teacher is a person who goes on loving eternally without the slightest concern of whether it's being received or whether it's being utilized. A teacher just goes on eternally this way. Well, let's just look at the United States. It's sort of like that too, isn't it? It just goes on eternally, whether it is appreciated or whether it's not. And this time of year, July 4th, the date that the United States recognized its independence, well, this year, this July 4th, we can look at the world we are living in here, in the United States at least, and we can say, let's remember all of the freedoms, let's remember all of the privileges, let's remember all of the responsibilities that we have taken as we became a fledgling country. It's comparable to a person, man, woman, or child, who gets ready to leave the home. Mother and father have taken care of you on the nest and fed you and housed you and taken care of all your responsibilities. And then comes the day when you either get married, have your own family, or you leave home and get yourself a job somewhere and show your talents in their wonderful way, or you just go off and be a happy wanderer, you know, and that's okay too. Although we think, how can a person do such a thing? There's no responsibility there. Why is there responsibility there? If you're a happy wanderer, you are dependent only on yourself, and you must like yourself, or else you cannot be a happy wanderer. Now, we have known many wanderers who wander the world and wander the countryside, and they're looking for their own inner peace. Some find it, some don't. Majority find it, I believe. And as these happy wanderers are wandering around, they are like the people who came to the United States hundreds of years ago. And these people came to the United States and they said, we want to have a country in which we can be free. Actually, they're running away from oppression in their former countries. We always do that. They're running away from the control that the government put over them. And then they come over here, and the first thing they do is to put control over themselves and others here. Because they realize that unless you have a guiding directive for your life goes nowhere very quickly. So you've left home, and you've gone off to go to college, you've gone off to start your first job, you've gone off to start your family, or whatever you're off to do. Some things are acceptable by your parents, and some things are not. If you get married, your mother is over at your house constantly checking to make sure you're doing everything right. And if you have a job, your parents are always interested, how are you doing at the job? Does your boss like you? Does everybody like you? You know. And you say, Mom, that's not the reason that I have the job. I have the job because it gives me an opportunity to use my talents. Oh, yeah, that too, that too. But get along with everybody, because if you don't get along with everybody, the world's not much fun to be in. And you see, these are the things that we ran away from in Europe. These are the things that we ran away from in Korea, in Japan, in any other country of the world, and came to the United States. Because in the United States, there's one little thing that's happening that has been greater than any other country in the world. And that is the opportunity to walk on streets of gold, the opportunity to take your dream and make it come true. Why should America offer this opportunity more than any other country has done? Well, basically, because this country has maintained itself on certain principles. And these principles have guided this country into the magnificent country that it is. The principles of peace, the principles of perhaps the Christian religion, the principles of many other things. And then as we begin to expand our consciousness, as we begin to reach out and embrace all of the other religions of the world and all the other cultures of the world and all the other things, we begin to take their attitudes and their way of thinking. And while we take their attitudes and their ways of thinking, we lose the basic fundamentals that we started with. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't change or grow or what have you, but I am saying there are certain principles that are sacrosanct, if you will, that this country is born upon the people's desire, for the people, by the people, of the people. It's a nation that is supposed to be of that basis. And it's a nation of one God, and I believe everyone could conceive of the possibility of one God. No matter what religion you are, every religion seems to have a God. And this one God is the universal God, and that way, how can you fight against anybody else who has their God, which is really the same God? And so that is a principle that certainly needs to be maintained. And other principles is truth and honesty and fairness, the opportunity for anyone to become the president of the United States who is born in this country, the opportunity for anyone to rise up into success in business, the opportunity for anyone to become a billionaire, a zillionaire, and to become so wealthy that it's just hard to even conceive such a thing. You see, these are the opportunities that the 4th of July celebrates. It celebrates the opportunity of the freedom of speech, the freedom of worship. And you see, there we've covered all the bases, and yet we still want to go out and rearrange our rules, rearrange our laws, rearrange our country to sort of fit in with the specialty little groups. Now, there should be no minorities, because everyone is a majority. And if you think of yourself as a minority, then you will destroy yourself. Now, the various minorities have grown out of their minority status and have grown into something very effective and beautiful. And as they reach this effective, beautiful status, they throw aside their minority status because they don't want to be thought of as poor. Who wants to be thought of as on welfare or as a poor or in any way? You see, we want to all be thought of as being Americans, as being rich, as being abundant, as being living in a country of magnificence and wonder. So that's a bit of what the 4th of July stands for. And as long as we hold to our principles, as long as we believe in ourselves and believe in the one universal creative source of all who dwells within each one of us, everyone, irrespective of our religion, our philosophy, that universal being dwells in each one of us. And it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. And I receive in proportion as I have given. So if I give in love, I'll receive in love. If I give in abundance, I receive in abundance. Let us just each one, this 4th of July, be very thankful that we here are in America. This message, of course, may be heard beyond the shores of the United States, but it has an eternal ring to it, that as long as we live according to our principles, and as long as our principles are universal, the world is in very good shape. And so I say for myself, I am a happy citizen of a free country in which everyone has the right to be the greatest person in the world or a jerk. It doesn't really matter. It only matters whatever you choose to do. But you have that freedom. Now, for myself, I take the freedom to be the most beautiful person in the world. And for myself, I take the privilege of being surrounded by the most beautiful people in the world. And because I look at the world in this manner, all the world looks at me and says, yeah, ain't life grand? And it really is. So this 4th of July, this beautiful day, you have a wonderful day. Actually, it's tomorrow from this point of view, but perhaps you'll be listening to this tomorrow. But whatever you do, just remember, you're as free as the principles upon which you base your life. And base your life on universal principles. This is what I have done. And they are so easy to live by, because they bless all the world, including me. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.